Good evening and welcome to this Songs of Praise, our February Songs of Praise. It's a wild and windy night, so we're all very grateful that we can meet on Zoom. Hopefully when you're listening to this on your black boxes, it might be better weather, but we do welcome everybody to our service this evening. Our call to worship. Through our hymns and songs, our prayer and meditation, the joining of our lives in fellowship, we worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Enfold us in your love and empower our worship that your name might be glorified in this time and in our lives. And we're going to sing our first song this evening, which is, "For I'm building a people of power and I'm making a people of praise."
Of power, and I'm making a people of praise that will move through this land by my Spirit and will glorify my precious name. Build your church, Lord, make us strong, Lord, join our hearts, Lord, through your Son. Make us one, Lord, in your body,
theme of our service tonight is indeed fellowship, and that being one together in unity with each other and also within the kingdom of God. So Jean, would you like to share with us this evening your choice of that song?
Yes, what I thought about that song was that it's bringing us all together. And you know, you look around at churches and you look around at fellowships, and we're all not old, but you know, we're not young. And sometimes when you look at things like that, it's a putting offer, and we forget that it's God's Spirit and God's power that will enable us to go forward. We've talked a lot over the last 3 or 4 months about coming together and being in power. And I just thought that hymn was the right thing. It's him who's building the power. We don't have to bother. You know what I mean? You think of yourself a bit as a weak human being. But when God's inside you and the Holy Spirit is there, then anything can happen. So that's what I thought when I chose that.
Okay, Jean, thank you very much. Yes, indeed, we can do all things through him who strengthens us, can't we? So I'm going to ask Alison to bring our reading this evening. Alison, thank you.
Okay. I'm reading from 1 John chapter 1 and verses 1 to 7, and it's headed The Word of Life. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin.
Thank you, Alison. John, you've chosen our next song. Would you like to share with us your choice, please? You just need to unmute yourself, John, first. Thank you.
I just thought this isn't too long or too boring. It's just a thought that came to me. The Bible says we are to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is love your neighbour as yourself. And this is why we do Safe Harbour, well, not at the moment, the Lighthouse, and hopefully we can do the Acorn, Dorothy, in a while, you know.
Yeah.
And all these events, people from all the different churches have started coming. But how all this started about being a light, when I was in the infant school, Miss Wilkinson, the teacher, said, show me this song. I didn't know much about God then. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And I've always thought about light since then. And then the Queen once said about lighting a candle and turn it into a flame. But since lockdown, we met more neighbours and who ring us, knock on the door, they're offering us help, normal health issues. We've met more people. If we walk around, not like today, we're not walking around today, but we meet more people and they know we go to church and, you know, they just want to know what's going on. And we show our love and we bring God into it. We don't Bible bash, because I don't believe in Bible bashing, but they do know who we are. And that's why I like that song. Christians know, they'll know we are Christians by our love. And God said we have to love God and love our neighbour as ourselves. So it's been brilliant. We've learnt more in this lockdown, more neighbours, and the more people that's offered to help us. It's been really good. Thank you.
Well, that's great, John. Thank you. And your choice is we are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. We got it set up for the one that you'd chosen, but when we came to play it today, it's not playing that one. It's been taken off for some reason. So we've got a different one. So I apologise for that.
It's the same song, just a different.
It's the same song. It's just YouTube. A different YouTube. So I'm sorry, John. But the words are the same.
The words are the same. There we go.
We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are. Yeah.
Thank you, John. And it's really good, isn't it, when Christians dwell together in unity. And I was just saying before we started this service that this afternoon I've been to Beulah Community Church for the reception of their new minister there. And they had a time where different people who were there could give their greetings. And there were so many churches, not just from the Baptist and the United Reformed denominations, but from other denominations as well that Beulah Community Church have got links with, and people who were there wanting to support them. And the church was nearly full. And it was a really good time and such a uplifting experience to see people coming together and praying for this man who's going to lead them forward. So please continue to pray for Beulah in the coming months as they get to know each other, the minister and the congregation. Our next song has been picked by Cass, who, as you know, is a regular sharer on this group. A song, she actually picked two songs, and we're going to sing the second one that she's chosen, which is One Day at a Time. But afterwards, I'm going to read you the words of the first song and explain the thinking behind them after that. So we're going to sing now One Day at a Time. Slightly different words, these, though, to what we normally know in One Day at a Time.
Just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me to stay away. Thank you.
And we've thought about the two sets of fellowship, haven't we? Fellowship with Jesus, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and fellowship with one another, and how those are combined. And we need to take the time to be with the Lord in order that we then enable to be in fellowship one with another. And so that's really how these two songs tie together. As John was saying, we're told to love the Lord our God with all our heart, to love our neighbour as ourselves. But we're also remembering this morning in the service cafe church to love our enemies. And we were thinking about how difficult that can be. We were painting some stones, reminding us that to love enemies is quite hard. Well, not quite hard, it's very hard. But it's through God's presence that we're enabled to do these things. And so it's having that fellowship with him and being right with him first that then enables us to be in fellowship with one another. So this was the song that Kath would really have liked us to have, but I couldn't find it on YouTube. But these are the words. Sweet fellowship, Jesus in the midst, life blossoms in the church. Men by men are blessed when Jesus is in the midst. Peace and harmony, Jesus reigning here. The church moves at his command, no room for doubt or fear, for Jesus is reigning here. I've never known a time like this. Feel the Spirit within me rise. Come and see what God is doing. Lord, we love you. Sweet fellowship, Jesus in the midst. Life blossoms in the church. Men by men are blessed when Jesus is in the midst. So thanks, Kath, for sharing that with us. And Christine, you've chosen our next hymn. Would you like to share with us, please, your choice this evening?
Well, I've chosen Bind Us Together, Lord. Bind us together with love. It's often sung at the end of a meeting, as if we're saying, bind us together with love until we meet again. But I think as a fellowship, we're bound together with love. That's why we can pray for one another. I think we're bound together with love for other human beings around the world, or friends who don't know Jesus, anybody. We need to be bound together with love for them. But most of all, we're bound together with the love of Jesus. And Jesus himself binds himself to us with love. The minister, the preacher we had last Sunday, talked about love. He said, love is not a characteristic of God. God is love. So bind us together with love, Lord, as a fellowship and as human beings.
Okay, thank you, Christine. So we're going to sing that together now. Bind us together, Lord.
Cords that cannot be broken. together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken.
Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken.
Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together.
Thank you, Christine. And now I'm going to ask Jeff and Irene to lead us in prayer, please.
Yeah.
It's Irene.
Irene.
Yeah, we've been thinking, haven't we, about, you know, like the fellowship of God. And as Christine just said, the love that binds us together, that brought back memories because we used to sing that an awful lot when we were sort of, a lot younger. But shall we pray now to our Heavenly Father who loves us very much? Lord, we thank you for the fellowship that we have had tonight, that we've shared with one another. And we thank you for that. We thank you that you have called us to be your people. Help us to share our blessings and our gifts with one another, for by doing this, we make each other stronger, stronger to carry out your work in this dark world that we live in at the moment. And Lord, we just thank you that you are so faithful to us, and that we can have this wonderful fellowship with you. And Lord, we just pray that you will give us all the energy and the health and everything that we need. You know what you want us to do. And Lord, we just want to do your will. And so we pray, Lord, that tonight you will be with each one of us. May we continue our fellowship for so many times together. And we just thank you for everything. Keep us all safe in this awful weather. Wherever we have to go, just put your arms around us. And Lord, bring us closer to you day by day. In your name, we ask all this. Amen.
Thank you, Irene. Thank you. And Paul, you've chosen our final hymn. Would you like to share with us, please, your choice?
Yes, sure. Yeah. Well, of course, as we all know, the word fellowship comes from the Greek word koinonia. And if you didn't know, I've just reminded you. That's where it comes from. And all it means is holding something in common. And there's nowhere in this world that you can have a proper conversation with somebody of the world about the resurrection, about the work of Christ. You can only have a conversation with a fellow Christian, with somebody who loves the Lord, who is walking in the light. And I think that kind of binds us together. You feel something, don't you, when you're with another Christian and you can have a brilliant conversation. And we have those shared beliefs, those convictions. And we have to be careful that we are walking in the light. There is a warning in that 1 John 6 chapter about those who don't walk in the light. You can't have fellowship with God. So it's a challenge to us, and blessed be the tie that binds, just reminds us of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims are one, our comforts and our cares. We share
you, Paul. In many ways, that sums up all that we've been talking about tonight. So let us pray. May the love of Christ Jesus bring us wholeness. The grace of God the Father grant us peace. The breath of Holy Spirit instill passion, and the unity between them give us strength for this and every day. And may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and remain with each and every one and all whom we love, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you, Dorothy. As a reminder, everyone, the next service will be the 6th of March, so Sunday the 6th of March at 6:30.